church. So, like, at Progression specifically, but I'm going to say this probably across the board to most Baptist churches, unless they're new. That's also true at Progression. You're not allowed to be a pastor. You're not allowed to be an elder. So Progression is an elder-ran church. You have to be a man. So, like, we can technically hold leadership roles. Shelby's on staff. But you can't be a pastor or an elder.
Yeah, and see, for a really long time, well, now, like, I lead community group and I count money. So I do several things at church, but for a while, I was over nursery. I think that was the first woman-run section, and it's nursery, which is very women-oriented. And so...
Yeah, and that's assumed where you're going to work. So, like, before we had, like, the system we have now, it was just a few people. It was, like, 25 people at Progression. Mm-hmm. They signed me up to work nursery without asking me. I don't do kids. I don't want to work nursery. Like, but that was just the assumption. Mm-hmm. Well, you're a woman in the church. Like, you're just going to work with kids.
Like, Progression is very different. But there was a point in time where, I mean, I'm not going to say I still don't worry about it, but, like, if I was to leave Progression and, like, move back home, if I was still single, the only role I could hold in a church would be a Sunday school teacher for children. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't be able to. I mean, because at Progression, like I said, I do things that, I mean, I don't know that women count church at count money at Baptist churches, you know? I mean, it's, like, only the deacons and that kind of thing. So, I do feel like...
Even, running slides, like, that's really... Men do that. Like, men do everything. Like, announcements.